On the Fly with Jaymon G, roving the grounds of Oshkosh, covering air venture A to Z. In Warbirds, in Ultralights, down on the farm, at the Museum and Pioneer Airport, at the Seaplane Base, over at the Vintage Red Barn, at the EAA Air Academy, at the Aviation Learning Center, at Light Sport. On the Fly is on the air. And now, your host, Jaymon G.
Wow, what a beautiful Friday afternoon it has turned out to be here at AirVenture 2011. We are on the fly over at the LSA Light Sport Mall, which is just to the northwest of the control tower. And we picked a good day to hang out, you and me, Dan.
Well, it's it's always a good day to hang out at Oshkosh, even when it might be Sploshkosh. But we certainly like it when the weather's as bright and sunny as it is now, so good day.
Absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to introduce you to Dan Johnson, who is the president, chairman of LAMA, which is the Light Aircraft Manufacturers Association. We have to start off this way, Dan. You've got to tell us everything that you know about LAMA.
Okay, let's see. We got 8 hours. Is that what we got? So, yeah. Well, let's see if we can do it in a couple of minutes. LAMA is basically the General Aviation Manufacturers Association, or GAMA, for the light aircraft crowd. And we're real pleased this week that we've come to some new agreements with our friends at GAMA. But we have a different focus than they do. They do type-certified airplanes in the United States and around the world. We do industry consensus standard certified aircraft, which is kind of a mouthful. But what it means today is light sport aircraft. And this is not just a U.S. thing, although the U.S. may have invented it. This thing is going global and takes us all around the world with aircraft that look like the ones we see out here in the mall, but are offered in many countries under some different regulatory schemes, but that's changing so that they can, as a manufacturer, make an airplane and sell it in other countries around the world. And that, the rule here is a cool thing and allows no medical flying and some neat, shiny airplanes with some nice equipment and good price points. But arguably the biggest point about it, Jay Montgomery, is that this thing is a going global kind of phenomenon. So one of the other guests I hope we'll be able to bring up for you today is a fellow who might be able to talk a little bit about China, which accepts ASTM standards.
That's phenomenal. I actually go to China about three times a month, and they actually have a town in China now that has opened up their airspace. You know, the military owns all the airspace in China.
That's what I understand.
And to get them to relinquish that is quite a task. But there is one town that's promoting general aviation, and I don't know the name of it offhand, but I bet your friend does.
I bet he does, too. I know the one you're talking about. It's actually...
So let's talk about... the brand new airplane that fellow talked about yesterday, I don't know if it's down here or if it's somewhere else, but it has electric motors on it.
Yes, I know which one you're talking about because, if I can be permitted the pun, the buzz has been big about that electric airplane. And it's actually an old, old airplane. It was around 30 years ago. It comes out of Canada. It's called the Lazy Air, and that's not lazy air, just Lazy Air. And it's a neat-looking airplane with an inverted V-tail and a swell flying machine, but we haven't seen it, or the guy that put it out back then, Dale Kramer, for almost 30 years, literally. And here it arrives back here at Oshkosh now with not one, but two electric motors on it, two sets of batteries, and he is flying the pants off of that thing in the ultralight area down the far south end of the displays. And I'm telling you, if you want to see it up close, you better get there early, because when he lands, it's 20 deep around that thing for an hour afterward. It is so exciting. It's not the only electric down there. There's another one called the Eagle, from one of my very revered designers, Mark Byerly, who normally flies to these events. He always flies to these events, and he's out in California, so that's a long way. He did not fly this year, and I said, Mark, I'm shocked. I was just kidding him a little bit, but he said next year he thinks he will fly all the way here on electric power from the very far west coast of California. That's an amazing thing. So electric power, we hear it all over the place. We hear it from our government about cars, and we hear it out here on the field. And the EAA had a competition that was changed because of some last-minute things, I believe. But we're going to hear more about that. But right now, today, electric power on very light aircraft, we know as ultralight aircraft, is a workable scheme. These guys are getting more than an hour flight. Cost 60 cents to put to recharge the batteries, and you're back in the air in 2 or 3 hours. Quite a phenomenal development, and we're very interested to see those folks come to the scene with not stuff that's going to happen in a few years, but is happening now, and they think it's going to get much better, like 5 to 10 times better in battery energy density, they call it, in just the next 2 or 3 years. That's a fantastic development.
So we have a couple more minutes here with you, Dan. Tell us a little bit about your the other side of your life. You're publishing a website now.
I do. I do a website that it's called bydanjohnson.com. It started out because I write a lot of pilot reports. I've flown a lot of airplanes, and I've gotten to write pilot reports about them. One of my great pleasures in aviation. And when we first started that, I thought, well, another guy talked me into it, and we just said, well, we'll put them all on there, and well, they're articles by Dan Johnson. So I just called the website that. I didn't know where it was going. It was just going to be an archive, a library, if you will, on the web. That's changed now and morphed quite a bit and is now today an LSA news site, an LSA resource site. We do a lot of videos. We have some audio things like we're doing here now, and people seem to like it. So we are getting a lot of visitor traffic there. And what we help people do is find all these many airplanes. Let me give you a couple of numbers I think people really love to hear. There are 86 manufacturers of light sport aircraft around the world. There are 120 different models, and all of those have come to the market in just 6 years. It's the most amazing outpouring of new innovation in aviation in worldwide history, no doubt about it. And so how do you find all that stuff? How do you know who the players are? How do you know who's selling more? You come to bydanjohnson.com. We'll try and deliver a lot of that to you. Almost all parts of it are free, so come on and have a look. You'll undoubtedly find something you like. And if not, we'll direct you to where you ought to go to find the really thing you like.
All righty. We're going to take a break. But when we come back, you have some real exciting people for us to talk to this afternoon.
I do. And next up is going to be the guy that actually co-founded, he insists, I say, because there were a couple other yeah. folks there. But most of us just consider him the founder. His name is Larry Burke. He's going to tell you a lot more about what's happening in the light aircraft world from his perspective, and he's got a good perspective for you.
Excellent. Jaymon G, we're over at the LSA Mall, the Light Sport Mall. It's just northwest of the control tower. You can find that from just about anywhere on site. And head back this way, all kinds of neat light sport airplanes. EA Radio, 93.3 FM, and on the web at eaaradio.net. We are on the fly.